The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Mystic cards in Into the Maelstrom, the sixth Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst receive a Tentacle, and the cards in between receive a +1/+0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. There is only one Mystic card in the pack. It is Rite of Equilibrium. It is a free event that costs 5 experience points. It has one wild skill icon, the spell, blessed, and curse traits. Either choose one, add X curse tokens to the chaos bag to add X bless tokens to the chaos bag, or remove X curse tokens and X bless tokens from the chaos bag to heal X total horror from among cards at your location. Boy, it's like tempt fate on steroids. What is your impression of this one, Nate?
How often are you going to be using that second effect? Is my first question about this card. And my second question about this card is, why would you spend 5 experience for this card? I guess if you really wanted to fill the bag up with 10 and 10 and you were playing the paradoxical deck, then I guess, but I don't know. This card is odd to me too. Like, we were just talking about Lucky Dice level 3, and like, I get that there's a role that this card fills, but for 5 experience, it's too much for me. It's too much.
Yeah, 5, I think for me, that's the biggest thing about this card. I mean, if you want to add tokens to the bag, I mean, this is fantastic. But 5 experience points, I just feel like the Mystics are just, what a huge tax to pay. It's like 5 to 10 experience points just to get your deck to work, your curse deck to work, like to play Armageddon, like, and Eye of Chaos and Shroud of Shadows or whatever it is. And it's like, no, I'm never buying this card. I'm not doing it. It's way outside the price range of what I'm willing to pay for it. I mean, they probably could have docked this, like if you want to keep it out of class or keep it in class, like make it 3. It's like, okay, maybe I would be willing to say upgrade my Tempt Fates for 3 experience points, but 5?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's too much.
And Tempt Fate is fast and replaces itself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, again, this costs an action, which is not insignificant. That's a third of your action economy for the turn to add the tokens to, like, get your deck to work. So you're relying on drawing this card early. You're relying on having enough experience to put it in your deck. And then you're reliant on drawing the tokens when you want to be drawing them or using them. So, like, I feel like if you're leaning in one side or the other, like curse versus bless, you're probably just going to use your off class to get enough token support. And if you're playing this sort of like paradoxical deck, I think this is fine, but I feel like Tempt Fate is just easier and doesn't cost 10 experience.
Yeah, it's strange. Like, the if you're playing like a pure Mystic who can't take from other classes, like, basically you're restricted to Tempt Fate and Promise of Power, which only offers you one curse token. So it feels like they basically took the pure Mystics and said, you're not playing any of the curse tech in this pack. If you're playing card like an investigator like Dexter or Luke, who have access to the Rogue and Seeker curse tech, then why would you spend like then you've got, say, if you're playing Dexter, you've got Faustian Bargain and Tempt Fate and Promise of Power, and I think there's a couple of other cards in the rogue card pool he can take that can add curse to it. So like, why would you spend 10 experience points? It And same with Luke, you know, Luke can play. There's that one card, I think it came out in the second pack, that adds curse tokens equal to the number of the shroud value of the location or whatever. It's just like, why? I don't understand why this card is like. I see in my notes here that there is an elaborate combo with two copies of Hallowed and Tides of Fate to remove two Doom from play, but I'm not
Okay.
so okay.
You're
You've
spending your whole turn to do that.
yeah,
So
and
it's like you're really only removing one Doom? Because then you just go into upkeep and go into Mythos phase, and then what have you really accomplished?
yeah, I do not understand this card. There's so much more to spend 5 to 10 experience points on, even if you're benefiting from something like Arcane Knowledge. To make some of your other upgrades cheaper. I'm not buying this card. So how would you rate this one? Is it a I don't know, I'm sort of hesitant to give it a tentacle because
I'm not.
I'm sure there might be somebody out there who's like, hey, I've got this plan, but I look at
Cool.
this and I'm just
Like,
like, I'm never buying this card, so it's a
I just
tentacle.
like when you compare it to Tempt Fate, it's like they essentially do a very similar thing, but this costs you 5 experience and an action and doesn't draw you a card afterward. You know, like this card is meant to be a facilitator for your other cards in your deck, but you have like it's the most expensive card in the deck. It's very confusing to me. So
So I'm gonna give this a tentacle. I don't understand this card. I don't know why you would pay 5 to 10 experience points just to get your deck to, why you should have to pay 5 to 10 experience points just to get your deck to work. Like, it seems very odd to me that, like, if you're playing a bless or a curse deck, it feels like the game should be supplying you with the cards at level zero in order for you to make that deck work. You should not have to pay 10 experience points to get it to work.
Yeah, like when you compare this card to Holy Spear, right? They both cost 5 experience, but Holy Spear is like a card you can legitimately build a deck around, whereas you don't build your deck around Rite of Equilibrium. You use it to, like, I don't know, feel Paradoxical Outcome or feel those other cards that want to draw Bless and Curse tokens. Like if you're playing Tristan Bottley or something, you know, like those are the cards that you. Those are your payoff cards, whereas like this is your engine card. This is like what, like you said, this is the card that makes your deck work. And when you gatekeep it at 5 experience, like no one's gonna buy this. You know, they're gonna buy their upgraded spells. They're gonna buy even like Deny Existence level 5, you know. And like the other effect is not great because, like you were saying, the Mystics don't have a ton of way of adding both kinds of tokens aside from Tempt Fate, so you have to rely on Tempt Fate to even use the other effect of this card, or you have to rely on your teammates adding tokens, so it's just odd.
Well, that is the Mystics only get one card in this pack, and man, it's
It's
bad.
a stinker.
So how do you, I mean, we've talked a little bit about this over the course of this cycle, and I just can't help feel that Mystics really, like, Circle Undone was an amazing cycle for Mystics. They got so many good cards, and I can't remember what was in the Dream Eaters offhand, but they got some very good cards in that cycle as well. And we come to this cycle, and it just feels like they didn't know what to do with them. It's like they're going to be sort of curse, sort of bless. Like, they're going to mix the two, but it just doesn't feel like the parts are there to actually to do that. Like, I'd love to go back and see what MJ Newman said about when she was describing how each of the classes was going to be using the tokens and how she described what mystics were going to do, and now be able to compare that to what they have. Because whatever it is, it doesn't feel like that panned out to me.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think like the intention was that they're the ones that are kind of meant to like tempt with both forces. They're, you know, they're supposed to kind of be blessed and cursed at the same time, but they don't have enough available like payoff cards aside from the Covenant, which is decent, but you're so reliant on like having not only cards to get the tokens in the bag, but then you're also having to use the tokens that reveal it, or the cards that reveal extra tokens, to like make sure that you can actually trigger these effects. So there's like, there's already a lot of hoops you have to jump through just to make the deck function as intended. So when you're dealing with all these like clunky systems, your deck doesn't really ever come online in a, especially in solo, you know, where I think this sort of dabbling in a bit of both fails you the most. But yeah, it just, it didn't pay out, I think. And then they have the spells that interact with curse tokens, but then they didn't really have a lot of ways of adding curse tokens either. So you're kind of like, it feels, yeah, I guess it does feel like they never really fleshed out the card pool enough for mystics to have like a solid bless or curse deck.
Yeah, it's the, because there's like, I mean, you look at the mystic survivors have ways of adding curse tokens, but they don't, or sorry, bless tokens in Keep Faith but and Tempt Fate, but they don't really have a way of adding the curse tokens except for Promise of Power, when, and that's really nothing between one token isn't going to make a big deal. But so they've got Tempt Fate and Keep Faith, which just doesn't seem like enough to me. Like, I was just thinking, you know, if this card, if they simply removed the second ability and said it was a permanent, then maybe I'm like, hey, a permanent that adds 10 blessed tokens and 10 curse tokens to the bag right off the bat. Or maybe if they add, you know, maybe not 10, but
maybe five of each or something.
Like that. Then we're okay. Now I can see where the mystics are playing with both sides of the coin, so to speak. But as it is, it just feels like there is no mystic who can play both sides. Like, they either pick one side or the other by the nature of the card pool.
Yeah, and it's like they're using their off class to facilitate that. They're not using their mystic cards. Well, so yeah, I feel like the mystics kind of like, I feel a little let down because, you know, I really like the Mystic class, and I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't more to interact with tokens, because this mechanic seems ripe for Mystics, you know, being able to grab a bunch of tokens and, you know, find the Bless and Curse tokens to interact with all the other cards seems like a slam dunk for Mystics. But yeah, they just kind of fell short, and that's disappointing to me as a Mystic player.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your other sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.